Okay, this is February 3rd, and the topic this month is enjoy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, as usual, it is so nice to see all you gods and goddesses. I hope that that is sinking in, that you realize that you are a part of this thing called God, that you have the power to create your own reality or your own life. And you do that how? By using your mind. This teaching is called the science of mind. It's all about mind. We talk a lot about God, but it's really about mind. And we talk about the mind of God, and we say we live, move, and have our being in the mind of God. That you can use the mind of God by using your own mind. There's a wonderful saying in metaphysics, and it is, when I think, God thinks. When I think, God thinks. It's a choice, people, what you want to think. This month we're talking about enjoy. Enjoy your life. Does anyone remember, and I don't know if it was a song or what it was, enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. And you must remember that. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. We want everyone, of course, to have a long life. But it's always later than you think. You never know. So every day, enjoy yourself. Don't put that off. Don't wait. Many people are waiting. Oh, I'll enjoy this after the children leave. I'll enjoy this after I make more money. I'll enjoy this after I get a car or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever. You must start to enjoy right now. Now, that also reminds me of Abraham Lincoln when he said, most people are as happy as they make up their minds to be. You must be happy, and to enjoy, you must make up your mind. I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm going to look around and see how wonderful it is. On the way over tonight, Rose and I looked at the sky, and it was absolutely beautiful. And we enjoyed looking at the sky. You have to realize that there's so much beauty out there. I was past the Beverly Hills Hotel this morning, and they had the most gorgeous cyclamens planted. And that filled me with joy. And I enjoyed them. And I enjoyed them because I realized that those flowers is an expression of God. That's God expressing itself as a flower. We are God expressing ourselves as human beings. It's the force, the life of God that's coming through us. All right. With that said, I'll get back to that in a minute. But a little handout. Every time I see one of these, I print it out for us because it talks about the imagination. And Andy is the one that I usually ask about imagination. Because imagination is the greatest tool that you have in your whole toolbox. In all the things that you have been given, imagination is one of the greatest things that you have been given. And when you use your imagination, you can build a whole new life for yourself. It's done with imagination. A little thing that to talk about when I say imagination, I'm sure I said this to you before. Imagination has taken the place of faith. You must have faith. You must have imagination. Imagination in yourself. See what your mind can do for you. Use it correctly. All right, so let's go over this. Through the power of imagination, I can create an extraordinary life. Through your mind, through your imagination, you can think anything you want to think. So why not think the best thoughts possible? Why not see life as absolutely wonderful. And that you are enjoying every moment of your life. It is a gift that has been given to us, and we must learn to enjoy every moment, the ups and the downs, everything about it. I took a seminar 40 years ago by an Episcopalian church, and the man there said, "You must remember that sometimes life is up, sometimes life is down. But life is always all around. Always life is all around us. Beauty is all around us. So learn to enjoy that. Learn to enjoy it." Okay, let's go in here. "An artist uses his or her imagination to turn common materials into something extraordinary." Common materials into something extraordinary by using your imagination. So what comes into your life, you may say, "Ugh, isn't that all?" Use your imagination and make it into something else. Make it into what you want it to be. "In the same way I make my life a masterpiece by using the power of my imagination together with my skills and enthusiasm to create a marvelous life." We're creating our lives, people. There's nothing out there that is doing anything to us unless we start to believe that. And as I say, the world is very convincing. Don't let the world draw you into all those things. Say to yourself, "I'm not going to do that. I am going to enjoy my life. I'm going to use my imagination so that I see life as a wonderful, wonderful gift, as an experiment, as something." But just don't go through life. The world does not teach us that. The world does not teach you to enjoy yourself. It does not teach you that. And if you came in my family, sometimes we enjoyed ourselves, sometimes we did not enjoy ourselves. Here again, it's a choice. Learn to enjoy every moment. And if you're in a situation or a family, at the time I couldn't leave my family, but if you're in any of those situations where you're not enjoying yourself, say to yourself, "This is not the way to live. I'm going to move out of this experience. I'm going to use my imagination. I'm going to transmute this into something else." Use it. That's the power you have. "Through my thoughts, words, and actions, I turn divine ideas into form." Here again, through my thoughts, words, and actions, I turn divine ideas into form. You must do something for yourself. That's that whole idea that God helps those who help themselves. So many people are sitting around waiting for something to happen. You must make things happen. They're there. But you have to do something. You have to make it happen for you. So think of those things. "I receive insight and inspiration from divine mind." But we're always receiving from divine mind. "And creatively express the Spirit of God in my own unique way." Now please understand that. In my own unique way. We are all individualized expressions of God. We all do things our way. And the way we do them is right for us. So many people want you, well, one of the biggest examples I always use is everyone loads the dishwasher differently. Everyone, but the dishes get clean, don't they? But have you ever been to somebody like you're around a parent or something, don't put that in there like that. Put that over here. Do that. That's their unique way of doing it. Put the dishes in the way you want, in your own unique way, and know that they are going to get clean. I don't worry when somebody says, "You want me to load your dishwasher?" I said, "Yes, please. Go ahead, load it. It doesn't bother me, you know. I don't want that control I don't want that. Oh, it has to be done exactly my way. If everything was done exactly my way, it would be a mess. You have to remember your individualized expression of God. These two had something about the dishwasher. I can see that now. And it's true. Many people have awful discussions and fights and everything over how to put dishes in a dishwasher. You see? You're unique. Put them in the way you want. While society may encourage conformity, I embrace my individuality, applying my unique gifts and perspectives to the life. I embrace my individuality. Don't be afraid to be an individual. Don't be afraid to be who you are. Love yourself and enjoy yourself. So many people do not enjoy themselves because they don't think that they live up to other people's expectations, to other people's images of them, or that they have to conform to what society is doing and so forth. You do not have to conform to anything. And I thought over the weekend, it was a great example of people conforming. I did not watch the Super Bowl. Now, I'm not saying that you can't watch the Super Bowl. I chose not to watch it, and I don't care what people think. What's wrong with you? You're not conforming. You're not doing it. It's the biggest campaign to get people all to do the same thing. Watch the Super Bowl. You're not human if you don't watch the Super Bowl. There is something wrong with you if you don't watch the Super Bowl. You may watch the Super Bowl. I'm not saying don't watch it. But don't be so conditioned to all the hype that's always out there. And if you think that watching the Super Bowl is going to make you happy, I doubt that. I doubt watching the Super Bowl is going to make you happy. You know, it can, but it usually doesn't. Do you ever hear people say, oh, goody, 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 my team won, my team won. I'm so excited, my team won. What team? Whose team is that? What, you know, what did you do? Well, I just sat there and watched. Your team won, you just sat there and watched. You see, that's ego. That's all ego. Don't do it to yourself. If you're watching a game, watch the game. And if you enjoy football, please watch it. But enjoy what you're doing. Don't think, oh, I have to be like everybody else. You see, I don't even know who played in the Super Bowl. Doesn't matter. And I still enjoy my day. I enjoy my day without the Super Bowl. Many people had to watch the Super Bowl because they thought that was part of life and part of enjoyment and so forth. And it's not, people. You have to realize that. But that is the largest ad campaign that's ever been foisted on people. You know, you have to. I forget how many people watch that thing. And it draws in lots of money. It's a great thing for the economy. It's all that kind of stuff. But if you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. And don't feel bad about that. Enjoy what you're doing. Okay? I have been given... Oh, what is this? Where am I? I embrace my individual... applying my unique gifts and perspective to the life I have been given to live. To the life I have been given to live. You know, use that life. Many people come to me and they want to know what to do, you say. And I always tell them, bloom where you are planted. Bloom where you are planted. So many people think, oh, well, if I was across the street or if I were in another town, then I would start to bloom. You have to bloom where you are planted. Nowhere else, people. Right here. right now. Start to enjoy your life and start to say, I am blooming right here and right now. I have everything I need to do that. Through the power of imagination, I express the one in me. Through the power of your imagination, you express the God in you, the one in you, you see? And you have to use your imagination with this thing that we call God. Your imagination. What is your thoughts about God? How do you hold God in your life? You see? You don't have to hold God the way everybody else does, or the way it tells you in the church or in the Bible or any. You have to use your imagination. This thing called God, or this thing called the universe, whatever you want to call it, is infinite. And we have to, everyone, each and every one of us, express it in our own way. And that's when we get tied down. We think, oh, I have to do it this way because those people all are doing it that way, and I have to do it that way. No, I don't think so. Learn to do it. Learn to do it your way. So remember, any way you put the dishes in the dishwasher, they're going to come out clean. And that's what counts. It doesn't matter. The rest of it does not matter. So enjoy. Enjoy every minute of your life. Because although we could live for another 100 years or 200 years, it's still very short compared to the thing that we call infinite. You see, it's always, life is short, no matter how you look at it. So you have to enjoy every moment of your life. And you have to say, thank you for this wonderful life that I am living. And then use that in your life. You will find that not only are you happy, people are happy around you if you start to enjoy life, and things will start to come to you. Things will come to you when you start to enjoy. Don't you people all like to be around somebody that's filled with joy and happiness and love and all those things? It's a wonderful thing. When you enjoy yourself, you see, things happen inside of your body. Things happen inside of you. And that's what you're doing. God is living in, as, and through you. This power that we call God is in you. And your body responds to that joy. Your body will always respond to things. Every cell in your body responds to what you are thinking. So if you fill your imagination with joy, and you start to enjoy things, you will find that your body will start to feel better. You see, you can't separate all that stuff. Many people think they can separate that stuff, and you can't. I used to tell people that you have to have happy cells going on inside of you. Most people don't have happy cells going inside of them. They have worry cells going on inside of them. They're worried, they're this, that, and the other thing. As soon as you do that, your body responds to that. But when you're filled with joy and love and happiness, your body responds to that. The rest of the things in life, and of course it's very convincing, as I say, the world is very convincing. Yes, we have problems. Yes, we have all these things. But we don't have to dwell on all that stuff. We have to dwell on the beauty of life. And we have to see life as the beautiful thing that it is. If you're always looking at the wrong side of life, that's all you're ever going to get. Remember years ago I used to say, of course I always say this, and it's absolutely true, life is a choice. It's a choice that you're making all the time. Do I want to be filled with joy? Do I want to enjoy this situation? That's a choice. You make up your mind. Well, I'm not going to like his talk tonight.
Or you're not going to like
it. You do that. I don't do that. I just sit up here and babble all the time. That's all I do. You're the one who has to take your own stuff and do something with it. But we're waiting always for somebody to tell us, oh, that's okay, or this is okay. Don't wait for people to tell you that. You may never hear it. You know, you may never hear that about them. So use this wonderful mind, this wonderful imagination to create joy so that you're able to enjoy life itself and to enjoy your life or to enjoy yourself. I told you years ago, and I'll remind you one more time about this thing, of what's going on inside of your body. What is going on inside of your body? Resurrection. Resurrection is always going on inside of your body. As we sit here, new cells are being born in you, right here and right now. And they're always being born into a thought atmosphere. So what thought atmosphere is your cell being born into? If you're grumpy and moody and you hate life and you hate this, that's a thought atmosphere for that poor cell. And then that cell duplicates that thought. It duplicates that thought. So you have to keep in your mind what you want your body to feel. What you want your body to feel. And we're never taught that. Or taught everything but that. So enjoy yourself. It's always later than you think. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what this evening holds. But we know right here and right now, if we are enjoying ourselves, then we can be happy. And we are not wasting our precious life. We're not wasting it in any way, shape, or form. So it's done, here again, with this thing that we call imagination. Imagine bigger, better, greater things for yourself. Learn to see all the beauty that is out there in the world to see. Learn to see that. And you will change your whole life experience. Your whole life experience. And we're not taught that, are we? We're taught that life happens to us. Life does not happen to us. We are the happening. We are the happening. We are causing everything that comes into our life. We are causing that. All the thoughts that you have thought, that have accumulated in you over these years, is what makes your life today. Now, the nicest thing about that is if you recognize and you say to yourself, well, I don't like that, you don't punish yourself, you change your mind. And you say, right now, I'm going to start to think bigger, better thoughts about myself. I'm going to learn to enjoy life. And I've allowed myself not to enjoy life because I listen to the 11 o'clock news, you know, which tells me all kinds of crazy things are happening out there in the world. I do not want to wait up to 11 o'clock to find out who killed whom, you know, that this happened or that happened. That's not going to fill me with joy, is it? That's not a way to enjoy life. Now, here again, you may watch the 11 o'clock news, but you cannot say there's a bit of truth in it. There is no truth in the 11 o'clock news. They're just reporting all the bad stuff that has gone on. You see, they're just reporting that. Why? To upset you and to take your joy away from you. The world loves to do that. The world loves to do that. You're saying, have you ever heard the world say, enjoy yourself? This is a wonderful experience. Let's enjoy. No. They say, this is difficult. This is this. This is whatever they're, all that dooming and glooming that goes on out there is no way to enjoy yourself. So, everything in life, it's a choice. You must make up your mind to enjoy. You must make up your mind to enjoy. It's a choice. Life always boils down to a choice. And if you think it's the circumstances in your life that's doing it, you're not thinking correctly. You're not thinking correctly. Yes, those things happen in life, but they do not have to affect you. They do not have to affect you. Here again, use your imagination and say, I can change that. I can look at this differently. I can transmute anything in life. You see, in metaphysics, we use the word manifest something. Well, when you manifest something, all you have done is transmute what was already there. You see? You just transmute it into something else. That's what we're learning to do. We're learning to take what we see and transmute it into something else, which then makes us what? It makes us an alchemist. You see, we're all alchemists. And many people for years thought that that meant taking base metals and turning them into gold. That's one of the things that alchemists did. But we're alchemists in our mind. We take what's going on in our mind and we make it into something else. We transmute it. So we take all the garbage and all the base metals and all that stuff that's going in our mind, and we turn it into gold. We turn it into bigger, better thoughts. Bigger, better thoughts about ourselves, bigger, better thoughts about the world, and bigger, better thoughts about this thing that we call God. We do that with our mind. See? That's how you learn to enjoy. Too many things out there in the world to look at and enjoy. When I drove by the Beverly Hills Hotel this morning and saw all those cyclamens, I was filled with joy. And I enjoyed them. I absolutely enjoyed them. And I said to myself, isn't that wonderful? Look at the color. There were that many beautiful colors and so forth. This is how you learn to enjoy things. You have to recognize them. You have to recognize them. I'm sure thousands of people passed by the Beverly Hills Hotel today and never saw the flowers. Never saw the flowers. I was living years ago on an Indian reservation in Cherokee, North Carolina. And at that particular time, I had made up my mind that I would learn to smell the roses along the way. That I would learn to smell the roses along the way. That I wouldn't say all the stuff that I heard other people saying to myself. Sometimes you have to look for the roses and so forth. My mother came to visit me. I'll tell you a cute story about my mother. I loved my mother. I still love her. She never saw the roses. She never saw the roses. Why? Because she never walked around the corner where they were. You know? She never walked around the corner. Sometimes you have to walk around the corner to see something. You know, you don't know, there's not a rose in front of you. Walk around the corner. I'm sure you'll run into a rose. You'll run into something. You have to know that about yourself. You have to know that. My mother was conditioned by the society that she grew up in. You see, she she was to, and she was bound and determined that she was not going to, that she was not going to enjoy anything. You see, don't do that to yourself. Learn to enjoy. Learn to enjoy. Now, I've got to, since I'm talking about my mother, I'll tell you the cutest story. Every time I tell this story, I have to laugh myself. When I was living in Atlanta, Georgia, my mother came to visit me. It didn't matter where I lived, my mother would come to visit me, which was fine. So I was doing something, probably going out to teach or something, or to a class, and I said to Mother, "Well, please light the oven and put the chicken in, the potatoes, whatever." And she said, "Oh, Dallas, I can't light an oven." I said, "What do you mean you cannot light an oven?" She said, "Now this is the point." She said, "Don't you remember, before you were born, I lit my mother's oven and it blew me across the room because there was no power light back then." I said, "Mother, you, if you don't light the oven, then you're not going to do something else. And then you're not going to do something else. And it's just going to keep going that you're not going to do things. And then I'm going to have to put you in a home." And she looked at me. She said, "Dallas, I'll light the oven." And she lit the oven. She lit the oven. You have to know how to do things. You have to know how to enjoy yourself every minute of every day. There's something to enjoy. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. You may have no money, you see, but you can still enjoy yourself. Money has nothing to do with anything. Do you remember when I used to teach you that money is never the... the cause of anything, yes. No, I used to say money is never the issue. See, people always want to make money the issue. Money is never the issue. It's what you do, how you're thinking, how you are enjoying life itself. Your life, how you are enjoying your life. And you can learn, if you're not doing that right here and right now, learn to do that for yourselves, please. You'll feel so much better. You'll make people around you feel so much better. And I absolutely believe that you'll live a longer life if you enjoy it. So many people do not enjoy their life. And if you ask them, they say, "Oh, well, I'm ready to go, you know." I'm never ready to go. I want to stay as long as possible. As long as possible. Why? Because I'm enjoying it. I am enjoying this whole experience. And yes, things come into my life that aren't the most pleasant things in the world. But I let them come and go. I let them come and go. I think, 2 weeks ago, I had that cancer operation. You can't even tell it's there. You can't even tell. I said that the doctor said, "Oh, this will happen." I said, "No, that won't happen to me. That won't happen to me. I'm going to..." It wasn't pleasant. But I made up my mind I would enjoy the experience. I would enjoy the experience. I wasn't going to fight what was there in front of me. I was going to learn to enjoy it. And this is how we can all get through life. You know, we think, was it last week when I said God doesn't know the difference between big and small? That was yours, wasn't it? You had thought something was big. No distinction in the mind of God between big and small. That's a man-made illusion going on out there. God does not know the difference between an ant and an elephant. What does God know? Life. God only knows life. So enjoy that life that is inside of you. That life that's inside of you will carry you through everything. It will carry you through everything. All the bad things, all the bad experiences you think that you're having will go away when you say, I'm going to sit down and enjoy this experience. I'm going to sit down and enjoy this day. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I said to you, that was the beginning of the year, and I must say, I have not been diligent with it. It comes and goes. It's fleeting. It's like my New Year's resolution always, to stop swearing. I have not accomplished that yet. But I will, eventually. But I enjoy it, you know? I enjoy it. So, anyway, what I was telling you a couple of weeks ago, that at the beginning of the year, I'd made up my mind to say, as an affirmation, this is the day that the law of my mind is making. I shall rejoice and be happy in it. I shall enjoy it. I shall enjoy it. You're making it. If you think the world is making, or if you think God, many people think God is doing something to you. God is never doing something to you. You must get that through your head, that this thing called God never sits in judgment upon itself through you. Never, never, never. All God ever does is love you. You are the beloved, in whom this thing we call God is well pleased. Try to remember that. Try to remember that. So say to yourself, this is the day that the law of my mind, the law of my mind is making. My thoughts are making this day. I'm the one that's using my imagination, my creativity, my intelligence to make the day that I want. If you don't do that, you're bobbing around like a cork in the ocean. You're just bobbing around. You can't bob any longer. You see, you must learn to enjoy yourself, because it's later than you think. And you can do that by correcting your thinking, by noticing what you're thinking. When you start to notice what you're thinking, you can change that thinking. You do not have to think any thought that you do not want to think. And Sue's favorite one is, you do not have to believe every thought that comes through your mind. You don't have to believe it. Thoughts are like trains. They just keep coming and going through your mind. You don't have to believe them. You don't have to believe them. Why do thoughts keep coming and going through your mind? Because we live in a thought atmosphere. We're walking from one thought atmosphere into the next thought atmosphere. So you have to shield yourself from all that. Or, what I do, I just laugh and I say, oh, please. I don't get it. I just laugh at the thoughts that come through my mind, you know? But I enjoy myself. I enjoy myself. Along with that enjoying yourself, I don't know, I used to love this. I still love this saying, and it's from, who is it from, Dallas? Oh, a British person. Isn't that funny? Very famous British guy. They jailed him. Oscar Wilde. Two things I'll tell you about Oscar Wilde. Not only was he very witty, very clever, and very, very intelligent. You know, when he came to America, at the immigration, they say, etc. said to him, "What do you have to declare?" He said, "My genius." Isn't that wonderful? "What do you have?" He said, "That's true." He said, "My genius." But what he said about life was this: living well is the best revenge. Living well is the best revenge. So enjoy your life. Enjoy those things about yourself. You see, you're individualized. You're an individualized expression of this thing called God. And the way you do it is right for you. If you load the dishwasher from the front to the back, it is quite all right. It is quite all right. The dishes will get done. The dishes will get done. So don't make all those things such big deals. Learn to laugh at them. Learn to enjoy it. And learn that everyone does something differently. We all do things differently. The world wants us to conform. God, the universe, does not want us to conform. It wants us to be an individualized expression. It does not want conformity. The world teaches conformity. And you can join the world and conform yourself if you want. I do not wish to do that. I wish to use the individuality that I have and the creativity that I have to bring something new into this world. To bring something new into this world. And the only thing, newness, that has ever come into this world has come into this world through your mind, through your imagination. It's the only way anything has ever entered this world is through your imagination. So use that imagination. See the beauty around you. Build on that beauty around you. And learn to enjoy every moment of your life. I had tea today with my doctor. He's Chinese. And he has tea set. It was jasmine tea. Friend of his in China sends it to him. Delicious tea. How many people drink tea or coffee or anything? You have to learn how to enjoy it. You have to learn how to smell it. You have to learn how to put it in your mouth and slowly let it go down. But you feel the warmth, that you feel it, you see? That's learning to enjoy something. That's learning to enjoy something. Food, all that stuff is the same way. Learn to enjoy it. Did you ever see some people eat? Finished. Oh my God, how'd you finish that so fast? You have to learn to enjoy everything. You have to learn to slow down, people.
Linger. That's one of my favorite words. You have to linger.
Yes, you have to learn to slow down. And we do not slow down. The world wants us to speed up and speed up and speed up. Why do you think they invented fast food? You see. I never go to a fast food place, by the way. Right. Just don't know that. Because I don't. When I sit down to eat, I like to savor and linger, as Sue said. And enjoy. Enjoy. You see. Try it. When you're drinking your coffee or anything, try it. Keep it in your mouth a minute. Let it slide down slowly, 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 slowly. Now, what else can you do when you're doing that? Especially when you're doing tea. But can be done with anything. Yes?
I like doing that kind of stuff with friends and talking.
With friends?
Yeah.
Yes.
Give you time to talk.
Absolutely, give you time to talk. But when you're doing it with friends or with anybody, what I'm going to point out here is, and you feel the warmth in you, and you feel going down and warming you and all, you have to use your imagination to know that that's God. That that's God coming into you, down through you, and healing. And healing. But if you go, you miss the point. Most people are missing the point in life, and the point in life is to enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself because it's later than you think. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.